This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a genuine breakthrough. The White House says it ends crisis to crisis budgeting. A new spending deal in the Senate would shower both the Pentagon and domestic programs with almost $300 billion above existing limits. Whether conservatives in the House will go along with it remains to be seen. And then there's Nancy Pelosi. Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel is on Capitol Hill tonight to tell us where things stand. Good evening, Mike.
Shannon, good evening. The drama is certainly not over, even after bipartisan leaders in the Senate announced agreement on a two-year budget deal.
The compromise we've reached will ensure that for the first time in years, our armed forces will have more of the resources they need to keep America safe.
The two-year budget deal provides $165 billion more for the military, $131 billion more for domestic programs, a debt ceiling increase through March 2019, disaster relief funding for hurricane and wildfire victims, keeping the government open through March 23rd.
The budget deal doesn't have everything Democrats want. It doesn't have everything Republicans want. But it has a great deal of what the American people want. After months of legislative logjams, this budget deal is a genuine breakthrough.
It does not include anything for the so-called Dreamers, young people brought to this country illegally by their parents. And even though Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi was a part of the negotiations, she spent hours on the House floor demanding a promise from Speaker Ryan on DACA.
The package really does nothing to advance a bipartisan legislation to protect Dreamers in the House without a commitment from Speaker Ryan comparable to the commitment from Leader McConnell. This package cannot have my support.
A spokeswoman for House Speaker Paul Ryan says he, quote, has already repeatedly stated, we intend to do a DACA and immigration reform bill, one that the president supports. At the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders agreed immigration should be separate.
We've made clear that the budget deal should be a budget deal and that members of Congress like Nancy Pelosi should not hold our military hostage over a separate issue. We've laid out what we would like to see in immigration legislation, and I think it's something that Nancy Pelosi should support.
And the Secretary of Defense urged lawmakers to get it done.
In a world of wash and change with increasing threats, there is no room for complacency. Failure to implement or fund the 2018 National Defense Strategy will leave us with a force that could dominate the last war, yet be irrelevant to tomorrow's security.
Yet the leader of the conservative House Freedom Caucus says he cannot back the surge in spending.
Obviously, I consider the president a close personal friend, and even if he called me and asked me to vote for this, I'm afraid the answer would still be no. At this point, I think it's fiscally irresponsible to support it.
Republican sources admit Democrats had some significant leverage on spending because they need at least 9 Democrats in order to pass a budget in the Senate. Meanwhile, on the House floor, the marathon speech continues for Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, nearly 8 hours old. It's being called a record speech on the House floor.
Well, Congress has until February 8th to pass a spending bill, and the deal would fund the government through March the 23rd. While Congress would still have to pass another spending measure before that deadline, the agreement announced Wednesday includes a longer-term pact to lift spending caps by roughly $400 billion for Pentagon and domestic programs over 2 years. You know, the military situation and the budget is one thing. I mean, how this gets all convoluted into the budget process, I know it has to. At least sequester has gone by the wayside here, potentially. But, you know, here you've got the military, I guess, sitting on the edge of their chair. It's not like everything stops, but a lot does. I mean, how do you do forward planning when you're tied up like this? You know, this is, it's ridiculous. But, of course, this is the way our government runs, and, you know, everything's got to be negotiated and struck out these ways. But to wait for the last minute time and time again becomes a very costly proposition for everyone, and it just leaves it ripe for inefficiency. Well, it's the way our government runs, and it's what we're paying for right now, unless you want to start yelling and screaming and doing something about it.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know you wonder, what is it going to take to get this country back on track? Well, it's going to take something different than what we've been doing, you know, because if you want different results, then maybe we need to take some different action. Of course, it started last year when we decided to surprise the world and, you know, elect a non-politician into the Oval Office to be a disruptor, to be a disrupting catalyst in our government, because business as usual just kept being business as usual, and $20 trillion plus in counting in debt, an economy that was floundering, people that were frustrated, people on Main Street feeling like they had no participation and no sense of belonging, and, you know, a lost sense of what the United States of America is all about. With us right now, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Of course, I'm talking about the college professor, media expert, and just a wonderful person. I'm going to say that you are just a wonderful person, Lauren Kitchen Stewart.
You've always loved me, even in my craziness.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, you are the sister I always wanted. So, you know, I get to enjoy you this way, you know. We're brother and sister in the faith, so it's all good, right?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Media expert, I'm like, what's that mean?
I keep bragging on you, the whole deal. National radio TV personality. I mean, she's all over the place, you know.
I'm teaching again, which has been really interesting, because they approached me at the local college here about teaching online.
Wow.
You all, I am very technically challenged, let me just say that. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, you got to do this. And Robin's like, do it, because then you can do it. You can teach from any place. We can be any place, on the road, traveling, move.
That's right.
Or you can keep that, you know.
Come down to Florida, visit with me, bring the kiddos, pack them up, get in the RV. Man, we can do it. You can teach online. I'm broadcasting, and we're all over the place.
Right.
Hey.
So I'm thinking it's like a 4-hour tutorial, you know, that I need to go to the college, and they'll kind of just walk me through it. We'll sit down with a computer. Oh, no, no. Two classes that are 5 weeks each.
Oh, wow.
That you have to take in order to know what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. They're like, you know, once you get it under your belt, it'll be easy peasy. You'll understand.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. So that's what I'm in the process of, going from being in the classroom, which I might be doing some classroom things for them too, to online. Most of my friends are professors. They love it. I mean, they're like, you know, that's the big thing now. I think they have as many, if not more, students going to school online as to driving to class. I mean, when I was going to grad school, I mean, I remember doing my term papers on a typewriter with whiteout and crying.
That's right. Exactly. Remember that? How frustrating that was?
Oh,
you get down to the end and go, oh, but thank God for whiteout. You know, I remember the times before whiteout. That was very frustrating.
Well, I remember when they didn't have whiteout in a bottle, you know, where you just had to put it you know, on the ribbon in your typewriter.
Right.
And I remember going, I've got to go to the store. This is due in the morning. I've got to go get a new ribbon and all that. I mean, people now don't realize how they have it made. And also, we didn't have computers or Google. So if you wanted to find a reference, you had to go dig around in the card library. Remember,
yeah,
you had to pull out those little drawers?
Well, yeah, because you had to understand what the Dewey Decimal System was all about.
Yes.
You see, you talk Dewey Decimal System, and you watch these young millennials, their eyes crossed. They go, what planet did you come from?
Yeah, is that like the metric system? What is that? Yeah, I mean, it was work. I mean, I'm not saying now that if you go to school, it's not work, but it's just so much more accessible for people to receive an education now than back in the dark ages when we were in school. So,
right.
You know, this has been interesting and exciting. This is just something that happened last week for me. So I'm stepping into something new and challenging. Because when something's new like that, like even new phones come out, new computers, I'm like, And then once I jump in and do it, I'm like, what was I making?
Well, you'll learn it. Some of this stuff's mechanical, and you'll get it. You'll get it down. You're smart. You can figure that out. Hey, I want to talk to you about, did you hear about this movie, The 1517 to Paris? Have you heard about that?
Yes, with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. By the way, we're giving away tickets. I don't know if you knew that. We're giving away tickets. So we're just having people look at, because we know we're givers. And I would say, look, just send me an email, and we've got pairs of tickets to give away to this movie, Clint Eastwood movie. A great story about these guys. These are men of faith that, you know, were good friends. They grew up together. And there was a moment, an absolute divine appointment for them to be on that train. And 500 people, Lauren, were on that train that day. And because of their heroism and their courage, they mitigated a bloodbath that could have happened very easily.
I can't wait to see it. I will tell you all this, and I'm sure you feel the same way for all you big moviegoers. Anything that Clint Eastwood is a part of is phenomenal. Like, I remember some of the films he put out, I was like, I don't know if I want to go. But I'm like, because it's Clint Eastwood, I will go. And I always leave going, wow. I've never seen a film that he's directed and produced that I wasn't completely changed by. I mean, he really, you know, we always have loved him as an actor. But
right.
Who would have thought until, I guess, he did Million Dollar Baby that he would be this wonderful director. But remember Gran Torino? I was like,
I love that.
Oh,
yeah.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure this is going to be wonderful.
Exactly. I mean, here's these guys, and these guys are the actual heroes. I mean, this is, we're talking, you know, just, hey, you imagine, I was telling Steve Evans, the movie guy, I go, you imagine Clint Eastwood's telling the money people, goes, and they're going, well, who's going to act their parts? And he goes, well, they're going to. We're going to use the real guys. This is like, they go, reality movies? We don't hear about reality. What are you doing here, you know?
Well, are they good actors? Did, I mean, have you seen it? Did they do a good job?
Oh, they did an awesome job. I saw the trailer, and I talked to the guys this morning. They're terrific. We're going to have them on tomorrow with us. Anthony Sadler, Alec Skarlatis, and Spencer Stone. These three guys, I mean, they're just, hey, they're like you and me, and, you know, and maybe not so much because we're in the media, so we're a little bit prejudiced. But I'm not sure I could carry this off. But, you know, I guess if you're holding on to Clint Eastwood, I would be hanging on to Clint Eastwood with all my might. Going, you're going to put me on the big screen here. I mean,
yeah.
Except for you. You're a natural. You're a natural. You'd go, oh, yeah, no problem. Just, you know, make sure my makeup's right.
I'm not a good actor. You know why? I think because I'm so much who I am and being other people, I can't even fathom. I mean, if the character was like me, but if it's somebody that's totally opposite than me, I'm not really a great actor. Comedy, I could do. But Clint Eastwood probably looked at this situation and said, you know, they're alive.
Yeah.
They're young. But that was probably a big deal for him to convince the studios to support him because they had never acted. But, you know, if he pulls that off, too, that's one more great thing.
It's amazing. Well, you can't. You see, the problem you have with acting is because you don't know how to fake kiss.
No, it's either real or it's not.
Yeah, you got to be be able to know how to fake kiss, because if you can fake kiss, then you can pull it off, right?
Well, listen, watching some of these Hallmark movies over Christmas, I was like, now those people are married to other folks. They sure are making that kiss look real.
It's
I'm
with you. That makes me a little uncomfortable. I could not be married to an actress. Not to mention the fact that they're off in some, you know, far off zip code, you know, with some good looking guy. It's no wonder.
Like, oh, because I'm an actor, it doesn't affect me like that. I can think past it. I can rise above it. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hashtag that one, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say something else. I'm going to stop right there.
I know. We're going to leave it right there. We got to go to break anyway. And we'll save both of us from getting into a lot of trouble. I want to get an update on the kids, too, when we come back. Just about 15 after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Un poquito de vino, Maria.
Gracias.
Lucy.
Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a tus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Okay.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and I'm here with Lord Kitchen Steward. In fact, hey, we're going to be in Nashville together, huh? Are you going to be able to do this? We're going to, you and I, be live Friday in Nashville. Are you guys going to be able to make it?
Yeah, so you're going to be able to handle it all, the whole morning?
Oh, the entire 3 hours. It's Bill and Lauren and live in Nashville with all the cats. It's NRB's National Religious Broadcasters. And we've got some really, really cool people that are going to be there for us to interview. In fact, I think Ken Sorbo is going to be calling in. Maybe Sam too. Just for fun, but they're not going to be there. But well, I said, "Oh, this is going to be perfect because both you and I have talked to them many times, and you probably have a closer relationship with Sam than I do." But just sweet people.
She is just so sharp. We just bonded over homeschooling, and she actually is the one that convinced me you can do this. And we're like doing a co-op, but she's like, "You can do this, Lauren. Why do you want people that are strangers raising your children?"
Exactly.
You only have 18 years with them. And I was like, she's got a point.
Yeah,
so
really.
Since then, I've just really been a big fan because she's just a powerhouse. She knows what she's talking about. And everybody loves Kevin. And just to see how God's using them in Hollywood and that they're non-wavering, that has been a blessing to me, that they're standing on the front lines and they're proud of it.
Well, and here you are, you know, you're talking about homeschooling and, you know, the dynamic that occurs with our young kids in school. I mean, the peer pressure, the bullying that's taken place, you know, you were telling me about, some little girl making Channing, eat a Vienna sausage, kind of bullying her in order to, you know, your rite of passage is here, you eat this Vienna sausage, you can't sit with us. I mean, really?
Well, only in Mississippi would that happen, I think, where a child would say, if you don't eat a Vienna sausage, you can't sit at the table. I think what happened is her parents had put Vienna sausages in her lunch, and she didn't want them. Mm-hmm. So before she would let the little girls in the class sit at the table, they had to eat a Vienna sausage. Well, I thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
So I asked Channing, I go, so if she tells you to jump in the fire, are you going to do it? Why didn't you just say no? Now, how many of y'all did she get to do this? She said, well, there were four of us. I went, okay, so you four didn't band together and go, no, we're going to go to a different table, and no, we're going to sit here, too. There's 4-1, Channing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, I didn't think about that. And I was like, girl, you need to go handle the Vienna sausage lady. But what was so interesting is I went on Facebook and told a story because, to me, it was humorous.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people really, probably 100 people, just lit up about this bullying thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the principal, I talked to her, and she said, no, she's like the sweetest kid ever. She just was being funny. And so I was saying that she said that. People are like, that is not funny. That is not funny to make someone eat a Vienna sausage before they can sit at the table. That's not funny.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot around our home.
I'll tell you what, if that little girl is that funny at that age, I want to represent her because down the road she's going to be a big star. You know what I'm saying?
And I went, and the principal said, no, she just has a strong personality, but she's really sweet. Okay, strong personality? Really?
Well, they said that about Harvey Weinstein. He's really sweet,
right?
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
But as a parent, you're going, okay, I can't control them, but I can control my child, and I can talk to her about how to deal with bullies or somebody just being aggressive like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you do need to tell the principals or the teachers when things happen, not that you're trying to, you know, be melodramatic, but so they can see a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if parents don't take time to let them know, then – how are they aware when a child is being too aggressive across the board? I mean, so you got to tell the teacher. So I did. Thank you. And
right.
They handled it. But, I mean, we're just amused at things that happen at school. I mean, we even now we're going, are you kidding me? And it's not like stuff that happened when we were kids.
Right. Well, this kind of stuff, what happens, this could set Channing up in a negative way. I mean, it's like it's a minor deal. It's like a sausage, you know, no big deal. But then it takes on a form of its own, and then somebody else raises the bar down the road. And it's going, well, it's not the Vienna sausage, but it's some, you know, but it is, you know, the bullying level raises up, and that's what's on notice. I mean, the other thing I'd be concerned about is that Shani goes and conscripts those four other girls and starts a riot and you know, goes Vienna sausage all over this girl.
Can you imagine? Like, I hadn't even heard the term Vienna sausage. Robin told Channing, he said, well, I love them. Get a cracker, some mayonnaise. They're good.
Oh, yeah. Yep, exactly. Yeah, when they're prepared, they can be a lot of fun. But, yes, that's and that's the deal. I mean, with all this stuff, you know, that happens, especially at the school level, we observe it. And, of course, you know, at our age, having gone through it, and you go, well, that's kind of, you know, it's seemingly benign. But then it's like, you know, you don't want to be, you know, too nutsy cuckoo about this stuff, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The line is hard to find because you don't want to be so overreactive that your children are like, oh, everything that happens, I'm going to make a big deal out of it. That's why I said, okay, what could you have done differently? Why did you feel like you had to do that? Did you think she was going to pop you, not speak to you?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I didn't think I could sit down. And I said, but honey, you had as much right to that table as she did. And you know what
right.
she said to me? She goes, I did? I go, yes. Mm-hmm. You're on level playing ground.
Yeah,
she,
exactly.
She does not have authority over you. So we had to make it and turn it into a teaching lesson
right.
for Channing and make it something that she walked away from and went, oh, okay. So I asked her the next day, how are you going to handle this? If that little girl, you know, tries to bully you again, and I hate to even use that term, or tries to mm-hmm. coerce you by getting you to do something, just say, I'm not going to do it, and just walk away.
But go find another. Hey, you got four other girls with you or whatever. Take your posse into another table.
Exactly.
And, right. Exactly. And then leave the girl with her Vienna sausage telling her mother why she didn't eat the Vienna sausage.
All alone at her table with
yeah.
people weed blowing.
Me and my Vienna sausage. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that would
hey,
be a good book for kids.
Let's talk. Can we talk movies?
Yes.
This Is Us?
Yeah.
Well, this Is Us is TV stuff, right?
This Is Us is television, and mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you all that I have never been this roped in, even with Downton Abbey. And it deals with a lot of things. It deals with adoption, which is dear to our hearts, addiction, family dysfunction. But something really rough happens, and we all know it, and it played after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched it yet because I don't think I can. Like, I'm
yeah.
that ingratiated into these characters.
Right.
And initially I wasn't really into it from season one, but then I jumped on board because people are like, Lauren, just watch it. And it really is a great show in
mm-hmm.
so many ways. I'm not saying that I agree politically with all the statements they make, but the acting's wonderful and the messages have just really meant a lot to my heart. But I haven't watched yet. You know, I haven't watched
You're holding, that's sitting in the DVR right now, huh?
It is, because mm-hmm. I'm just so attached, and I know that one of the characters is going to perish, and I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Just like,
okay.
I'm pretending. So this is way more entrenching for all of us than Dallas or any of that ever was.
Really?
You haven't seen the series?
No. Mona's probably all over it, but I, you know, I'm so involved, you know, with the radio show and trying to keep up with Nancy Pelosi's 8-hour tirade. That's
the latest ugly face she's making.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Chicken lemon.
Oh, please.
Well,
hey,
you should watch it because you would enjoy it. And our listening family that watches it is shaking their heads as I'm saying this, going, yes, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it just so many things in your heart. So
yeah.
I would encourage you to jump on board.
Okay.
That's train.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. I, Tonya, huh? What'd you think about I, Tonya?
I mean, I will tell y'all, the language was over the top. I mean, it's really rough. But Margot Robbie did a wonderful job for Tonya Harding. And see, I remember when all that went down, and the movie is presented from Tonya Harding's perspective. Basically that, you know, that the bodyguard is the one that was totally set up the whole thing. She was clueless, had no idea.
Right.
But Nancy Kerrigan, you know, that they were going to, you know, wallop on her.
It's kind of funny, you know. I had no idea, but I kind of had an idea. You know, the subsequent interviews and that she's done. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, well.
Well, she thought they were going to send the letter, you know, the mm-hmm. the death threat to
right.
upset her. And it ends up the bodyguard is the one that sent them to Tonya.
Oh, Lord.
The bodyguard himself, it wasn't somebody that was actually threatening to kill her. It was that bodyguard that had done it to her. So I think it's really interesting. I like it. But it's just, remember, the language is over
okay.
the top.
Well, we got to leave it there. Lauren Kitchen-Suter.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, we're going to talk Facebook. We're going to talk friendship because we all value our time with close friends, right? But perhaps we aren't aware of just how important those friendships are in our day-to-day lives and to our overall health and well-being, believe it or not. According to friendship expert Shasta Nelson, there are many compelling reasons to spend time with friends. Chief among them, she says, is that it can reduce stress and boost our emotional, mental, and physical health, particularly in challenging and uncertain times. With us right now, Shasta Nelson, speaker, author, CEO of GirlfriendCircles.org, and a leading expert on friendship. Shasta, meet a new friend. This is Bill Martinez. How are you?
So happy to be here. Thanks so much for talking about this. Such an important issue.
Yeah, I mean, we know that earlier this month, Facebook Friends, it was Facebook Friends Day, and we want to continue that, right? I mean, this is a celebration of friendship.
Yes, we want to continue it every day. And the good news is Facebook, even though they February 4 is the actual day, they have all the awards and all the fun stuff all the way up until Valentine's. So we can keep on celebrating and showing that gratitude to our closest friends. Not too late.
Well, I got to tell you, Shasta, I was impressed with these numbers. Facebook says more than 750 million new friendships are formed every day. That is huge. Every day. That's incredible, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. I know. It's a mind-boggling number of how many people are connecting.
Yeah. So you have no excuse to be lonely, okay? There are plenty of friends out there. 750. All you got to do is reach out and touch a little bit, right?
And even more encouraging to me is the number that from 2016 to 2017, our interactions with our closest friends of us celebrating our friendships with each other would double. So that's even more awesome is that it's not just, I mean, I think it's great that we can connect with new people and start those friendships, but it's really exciting to me to see us using Facebook to really connect and deepen the friendships that matter the most to us.
Well, no doubt, Shasta, the dynamic of friendship is just going exponential in this digital age. Explain to our audience how the definition of friendship has changed.
Well, the definition of friendship hasn't changed. At the end of the day, what we all want is someone who sees us in a safe and supportive way. And so that's friendship all through the ages. But what has changed is how we express that and what tools and methods we use in order to do those three things. And so, for example, it used to be that to have consistency, we could see each other when we walked around the neighborhood and sat on each other's porches and back in the day, perhaps. But now consistency includes things like social media where we can see what's going on in each other's lives and connect and feel a little bit more connected to the events and what's important to each other. And so how we connect with each other has definitely changed, and we want to keep absorbing and using the tools to help our friendships feel better and healthier and happier every chance we get.
Do you think in a general context that it's better today than it was before?
Oh, that's a great question. The research, unfortunately, shows that we are increasing loneliness, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would not say we're doing a better job at friendship. We definitely, that's one of my passion areas. I don't even think most of us even know how to be a friend, and that's why I love teaching the subject, because it's so crucial. It matters to our health. You mentioned it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But this is more important, if you can believe it, than diet, exercise, whether we smoke or not. Research is showing that if we feel disconnected or lonely, it's as harmful to our health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. There's more and more doctors going on the record now saying that it's more painful, more damaging, more destructive than anything is our loneliness. So really, this is something that's not just a good feeling subject. It's something that we really want to pay attention to and figure out how to do.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up, Shasta, because there is this, I call it a spirit of invalidation that's going on in our culture right now. For whatever reason, I mean, it's bothersome to me.
Yeah.
Because to invalidate somebody, to make them inconsequential in a society that's trying to engage and connect, boy, that's kind of the counter force that's taking place right now, isn't it?
Yes, and I love your word invalidating. One of the requirements of relationship is positivity, which means and includes validating each other. It includes being able to feel good about and being able, we don't always have to agree, but we have to be able to like say, I see you and you matter and express that. And
yes.
That's been very, I mean, that's one of the nice things about something like a Friends Day is the opportunity to say, you matter, I see you, and to validate you. They've had over 52 million Friends Awards given since Sunday. You know, so for us to be able to say, thanks for being a friend who always has my back. Thanks for being the big-hearted person in my life. Like, that to me is validation. It's saying thank you and expressing gratitude for what you are in my life. And hopefully, the more we practice that with our friends, to your point, hopefully we get better for being able to do it out in the world with people we don't yet know.
Exactly. Well, because there's people that we don't know that are that missing nugget. You know, I always say we're a tapestry of puzzle pieces looking for that match that can come alongside us and add to our day. Because it's a healthy thing to do, is which we touched on, you know, in terms of being able to have somebody we can vent and bounce ideas off of and seem like we're not maybe as nuts as some people might suggest. Right.
We're nuts and they still love us.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And we love them back. So it goes round and round. But as you say, the bottom line is this a healthy thing to do?
It is so healthy. It's, I mean, truly, at the end of the day, what they're showing in the studies is so powerful is it actually protects our bodies from stress. And so if we feel supported, it's a buffer. We bring on less stress into our bodies. We actually protect this, like the data, the MRI scan that shows that it's so amazing. So anybody who has stress, and to your point, the more stressful we live, the more unhappy we are, the more lonely we are, the more significant it becomes for us to figure out how do we connect with each other in ways that boost that well-being for us, because mm-hmm. it really does. I mean, and I am biased, but the research backs me up, so I'm biased yes. for a reason. This really does matter, and I'm a strong believer of the more we practice this with the people that we know and love, the better we are. Our muscles for being able to do this are better equipped for us to be able to go and do this for the rest of the world, which our world desperately, desperately needs.
Exactly. In the early 80s, there was a book called Megatrends that came out. John Naismith, you may be familiar with it. And there was something in that book that really connected with me. And that is that as the technology in our society would increase, that there was going to be an increasing need for connection. He called it high tech, high touch. And what you're pointing to and what is clearly evident here in our society today is with this great technology and with the profusion of technology on our society, people are getting left in the weeds here, and they're being forgotten, and they have this increasing need to get connected, don't they?
Absolutely. And what we don't want is anybody just being on the computer all the time and thinking just thinking that we are being voyeurs of somebody else's life, it doesn't make us feeling connected. What we mm-hmm. want is engagement. So it's really how we're using these tools plays so much to whether they end up supporting those friendships or ending up leaving us lonelier. So, yeah, you're right. We really want to be conscious about how we're using social media, how we're showing up, and I love the focus on using it to be grateful for our friends and celebrating our friendships. It's such a great thing to be focusing on when we're on there. It makes sure we're building those relationships up and not just leaving ourselves feeling more alienated at the end.
And I'm loving Friends Day, even though it was one day, February 4th. I mean, and look at it just keeps on going.
I know.
We can continue, right? So how do we celebrate? How do we keep it going?
Yes, well, I loved going on and doing the awards. So I know like 52 million people have already done it, and the rest of us can still jump on and do it till Valentine's. You go to facebook.com/Friends Day, and you can hand out awards, which is a really easy, fun way to say to somebody, "You're awesome. I see you. Thank you."
You're acknowledged.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would say anything else we can do to acknowledge it, the more specific, the better. So whether your style is sending a card, whether it's posting something on their Facebook, whether it's texting them, at the end of the day, the method is not as important as making sure we're being grateful and expressing that. And so we want to be as specific as we possibly can and say, thank you for doing X, Y, this is why it mattered and how it helped me. And that ends up leaving the other person. I mean, it's both people feel good, and it ends up bonding us. We end up feeling
exactly
to each other for having done that, which is what we want.
Without a doubt. Shasta Nelson, a leading expert on friendship, her spirited and soulful voice, as you can tell. Her strong relationships can be found in her books, Frentimacy. I love that, Frentimacy. How to deepen friendships for lifelong health and happiness. And friendships don't just happen. The guide to creating a meaningful circle of girlfriends as well. For more information, where can they go, Shasta?
Facebook.com/Friends Day.
There it is. Shasta Nelson, thank you. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Bill Martinez, live.
Because it is my name.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Little scene there, you've heard from time to time on this show. And, of course, the director of that movie, we're hoping to have on here in just a moment, famed actor, director, two-time Emmy Award winner, Rob Reiner. Rob serves on the advisory board of the Committee to Investigate Russia. It's a nonprofit and nonpartisan web resource provided to help Americans recognize and understand the gravity of Russia's continuing attacks on our democracy. And he just finished an intriguing and candid 20-minute sit-down conversation featuring former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan. And so we're on standby right now. As you can imagine, Rob, as celebrated as he is, being pulled in all kinds of directions. I'm running a little bit late here for his close-up. We hope to have him here in just a moment. I'm told we're about 60 seconds away here, so I will. So we'll stretch this out a little bit, give you a little bit more background. The nonpartisan nonprofit committee to investigate Russia is releasing a long form video which Rob had directed. And as I said, it features the former National Director of Intelligence, James Clapper, former CIA Director John Brennan, and, in pursuit of, what actually happened with the Russia election meddling. I know you may be frustrated, as many Americans are, with the Mueller probe in trying to get down to it. But, we understand now with the Mueller probe, it's not only the Russian investigation. There are four other legs to this inquiry that is taking place right now at the people's expense. As far as it relates to Russia, Rob Reiner and the committee to investigate Russia is focusing on that, to see, okay, what to what degree did they affect and how much interference did they create in the 2016 election? Inquiring people want to know, and we're grateful that you know, that the team has come together in order to look and pursue the truth, because, you know, on this radio show, this is what it's all about, is we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is the mission of the committee to investigate Russia. I'm told Rob Reiner joins us now. Rob, I was bragging all about you as you were getting ready for your close-up here on radio. So welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, you know, your committee is like this radio show, In Pursuit of the Truth, and this is what compelled you, I take it. Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, what concerned me is that, you know, in the past, whenever our country's been attacked, whether it's 9/11 or, you know, their Pearl Harbor, we've always come together, you know. Mm-hmm. Here we have an enemy foreign power attacking our democracy, and we have not come together, and it concerned me. And I put together this, investigaterussia.org, and I put together an advisory board, and I've asked some members to come and talk about it. I mean, it's nonpartisan. There's Republicans and Democrats on it. And I did this interview with James Clapper, who's the former director of national intelligence, and John Brennan, who's the former head of the CIA. And quite frankly, these people usually don't speak out after they've left their service in the intelligence community, but they've never seen anything like this, and they were very, very concerned that there's a gravity to the situation that people are not quite understanding. And so I interviewed them, and if you check out the website, you know, investigaterussia.org, you can see what they talk about, and that's what I'm trying to get across here.
Yeah, and to the point, exactly stated, whether it was 9/11, Pearl Harbor, any time that the country has been attacked, we've come together. But there's been some misrepresentation of this attack that actually take place, and maybe that's what's lost in translation here, Rob. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that we were invaded. Our democracy was invaded by the Russians during the 2016 election. That's not in dispute at all, except for the President of the United States, unfortunately, throws a lot of cold water on that, and I think that's the problem. We've got, in the past, you want leadership. You're looking forward, you know, to the President taking the lead on this. Now, in 9/11, if you remember, George W. Bush was hesitant to create the 9/11 Commission, because I think, quite frankly, it was probably, you know, it might embarrass him. People might discover, you know, maybe there was more he could have done proactively. But at the end of the day, he went ahead with it because the national security was more important than his personal political gain. And right now we're not seeing that. We're seeing somebody who only cares about his political hide and not about the security of the country.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you bring up something here in terms of, the CYA aspect of this. I agree. Most people you talk to, the majority of people agree that we were attacked, that we were violated by Russia. It's just unfortunate that the president is perceiving the inquiry as something to invalidate his presidency. And that seems to be the interference that we're dealing with here, don't you think?
Yes, no question about it. But at a certain point, if you're president of the United States, you have to think about this country. And,
yes.
And that's your number one job, is to protect the country and make us safe.
Right.
So if we've been attacked, if our democracy has been attacked by a foreign enemy power, we've got to figure out how to make us safe. What needs to be done? Mm-hmm. What new protocols need to be developed in this new modern cyber warfare? Mm-hmm. Nothing has been done. And to me, this leaves us vulnerable. We were attacked. We're still under attack now. They're still continuing to sow disharmony and put out false narratives and fake news and all that. And we're not doing anything. So this is very disturbing. And he's being enabled by Republicans in Congress, which normally will be a check on a president. They're not willing to do that either. So we're now naked, and we're going to continue to be attacked, and it may not feel like a plane hitting a building, but it's insidious. It's like a, you know, it's like a virus entering a bloodstream. Or,
exactly.
You know, you walk around with high blood pressure. You don't feel it. And the next thing you know, you drop dead of a heart attack.
Yeah, it impacts the very foundation of our Constitution, is what you're pointing out here. What did James Clapper have to tell you that is breakthrough as far as your understanding of how Russia invaded our election?
Well, first of all, you know, both Clapper and Brennan said that it's not new what they're trying to do. They've been trying to do this forever, even probably since the Tsarist days.
Right.
They've been trying to disrupt us, to disrupt democracy, weaken democracy. The difference is they have weaponized this to, you know, to the nth power. This is like on steroids because you've got the ability to use, you know, the internet with social media to inject false narratives into the American political dialogue. And so it affects us. I mean, the extreme example is, you know, Hillary Clinton was running a child pornography or pedophile ring out of a pizza parlor in D.C. Well, you know, that gets picked up and gets spread around. And the next thing you know it, there's a guy walking into a pizza parlor with a gun trying to, you know, find somebody. So those kinds of things have been going on. They call active measures. They explain it in the interview I do with them. If you go to, you know, investigaterussia.org, you can see the whole 22-minute interview I do with these guys, and they'll explain how the Russians are able to do this.
What did they make of the $100,000 or so dollars? I mean, you've been directing and part of the movie business. I mean, you know, $100,000 in any kind of marketing effort is really nothing. I mean, it could have been a fishing expedition for something else, maybe of a greater capacity down the road, and maybe to see, okay, what could they do with $100,000 with Facebook to influence something and move the needle a little bit. But on the surface, in the face of it, not a whole lot of money there to make anything really happen, don't you think?
Well, if that's all they did was spend $100,000, I'd say you're right. But first of all, the reach of $100,000 is a lot more than what you see in buying ads on television. But they put $500,000 into a troll factory in St. Petersburg, and that thing is open 24 hours a day, and it's constantly pushing messages out onto Facebook. And with bots and fake, you know, like trolls that you don't know where they're coming from. Somebody picks it up and sends it to somebody else, and then it spreads like wildfire. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on advertising to be effective in that way.
Yeah. Well, Rob, as we wrap things up here, we're running out of time. Again, appreciate your time, all the effort that you're putting in with this nonprofit, nonpartisan committee to investigate Russia. What do you want the viewers to take away from this 20-minute revealing sit-down with James Clapper and John Brennan?
Well, what I want them to take away is that this is real, this is happening to us, and that we are seeing the beginnings of erosion of our democracy. And if we don't do something about it, our whole idea of self-governance is going to start to collapse. So we need to pay attention to this, and the suggestion they have is to have a 9/11 type commission. We can explore everything we need to do to make ourselves safe.
Well, Rob, I like how you framed it earlier when you said that we need to wake up and understand that America was attacked by Russia, were we not?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated, try